With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Police shot a man to death after he reportedly fired a gun when they arrived to arrest him in the town of Lake Tomahawk. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation will look into the Wednesday morning shooting. At 10:30 a.m., two Oneida County Sheriff's deputies were in the 5000 block of Lumen Lake Drive to arrest the person in a felony investigation. Investigators say the subject produced a firearm and fired. One deputy fired, hitting the person. EMS was called, but the person was declared dead at the scene. The Division of Criminal Investigation is reviewing evidence and will turn reports over to the Oneida County District Attorney's Office when the investigation wraps up. A specialty health service is expanding its practice to Rhinelander. It will be the northernmost clinic for bone and joint and orthopedic and pain management health service. WXPR's Katie Thorson attended the groundbreaking.
As rain poured down on the tent, healthcare specialists with bone and joints and Rhinelander city and business leaders shoveled dirt in a ceremonial groundbreaking. Bone and Joint is building their new clinic near the intersection of Highway 17 and Stevens Street. Dr. Adam Halverson is an orthopedic surgeon, one of the partner owners, and president of the Bone and Joint Board. He says the Northwoods has long been on Bone and Joint's list of locations to expand to.
Rhinelander became the clear choice for the Northwoods. I think it offers kind of all the essential services that we need to be able to do a good job in this community. There's a good recruitment pool. I think we're going to be able to find good talent with the good people here in town.
It's the latest in a long string of businesses to put up shop on the stretch of Highway 17 in the city. Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce CEO Lauren Sackett says adding specialty care like bone and joint is important as the community grows.
It's really exciting to see all the growth that we've had. I was just saying in our office recently, I think I've done more ribbon cuttings in the last year and a half than I did for like the 3 years prior. Like, there's been so much growth and it's really exciting for Rhinelander.
Bone and Joint will offer a range of services from orthopedic surgery to pain management and includes a walk-in clinic. Halverson says they already have a fair number of patients north of Highway 8.
Orthopedics is such an amazing field because we're able to take people that have slowed down and saw seen a decrease in function and really rapidly return them to the workplace or return them to the activities that they love through simple, what we see as simple operations like joint replacement. We can really extend people's health span and just increase their productivity, decrease their pain, and it's really an essential service for an aging population as well as a young population.
The Bone and Joint Clinic is expected to open early next year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
A Juneteenth flag is flying over the state capitol. Juneteenth is this Friday and recognizes the freeing of the last enslaved people in the United States in 1865. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to raise a Juneteenth flag at the Wisconsin Capitol for the seventh year in a row. In a ceremony Wednesday, Evers said Juneteenth is a reminder that the human spirit cannot be silenced and freedom will always triumph.
That truth remains as important as ever. So as we celebrate the critical progress we've made, we also commit to continuing our work to build a more just, more equitable, and a freer state and country for all.
The Juneteenth flag will temporarily replace the Progress Pride flag at the Capitol in Madison until sunset, Sunday, June 21st. Senior advocates in Wisconsin are calling on lawmakers to curb the projected funding crisis that could cut Social Security benefits for 1.3 million Wisconsinites, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The program's main retirement trust fund could be depleted in less than 7 years, according to Social Security trustees. At that time, retirees would be hit with a 22% benefit cut, lowering their monthly check by about $450. Raj Shukla with AARP Wisconsin stresses the program also serves as a critical lifeline for people with disabilities and families with caregiving responsibilities.
You just can't underscore the ripple effects that a cut of this magnitude would have across our economy and across our community. So as an election looms and as legislators are particularly keen to listen, tell them that you support their efforts to get together and find a solution.
About one in five people in Wisconsin rely on Social Security benefits. Shukla notes Social Security benefits contribute about $28 billion every year to the state's economy. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Ottawa National Forest Resource Advisory Committee is looking for proposals for projects that benefit national forest land. The Secure Rural Schools Reauthorization Act of 2025 provides $121,000 in funding for eligible projects on the Ottawa National Forest. The committee will review proposals and recommend how the funding should be used. Projects last year included campground improvements, trail maintenance and construction, native plant restoration, and invasive species prevention. To submit project proposals online, visit the Ottawa National Forest website. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.